Imagine handing a marketing agency $10,000 to build a massive state-of-the-art billboard right on the busiest highway in your city.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
It's a beautiful billboard. I mean, it's getting millions of views. But then you intentionally go and lock the front door of your law firm so that absolutely no one who sees that billboard can actually get inside to hire you.
Oh, that sounds insane. Like, no one would actually do that in real life.
Right. I mean, you would think so, but industry data shows that is exactly what law firms are doing with 40% of their inbound web leads right now.
Wow, 40%.
40%. Welcome to Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm Ron.
And I'm Sandy. And today we are doing a deep dive into a really fascinating comparative analysis article that was recently published on the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website.
Exactly. Our mission today is to help you, the lawyer listening to this right now, really understand the day-to-day operational differences between two of the major marketing agencies in this space. And those are Lorank and Forward Push.
And we should definitely clarify right out of the gate that this isn't a conversation about which agency is just, you know, objectively better.
No, not at all. It's really about alignment. It's about figuring out which model actually matches up with your firm's specific growth objectives.
Right. And your budget and, critically, your internal infrastructure.
Exactly. Because these two agencies operate on fundamentally different philosophies. So to kick things off, we really have to establish why Lorank is considered such a heavyweight in the legal marketing space.
Yeah, we definitely want to start with a completely fair, objective look at their track record because, frankly, it is legitimately impressive.
It really is. I mean, looking at the data from the article we're pulling from, they hold a 5.0 on Clutch across more than 20 verified reviews. They've got a 4.3 on Lawyerist and an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
And, I mean, you know as well as I do, maintaining those kinds of numbers in a market as hyper-competitive as legal marketing.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen by accident.
No, it takes extreme discipline. And the article highlights a massive differentiator for them, which is the JD advantage.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So Lorank was co-founded by Mariana Rodriguez, who happens to be a UCLA law graduate.
Which, you know, sounds great on a glossy brochure, but what does that actually mean for the operations of a firm on a Tuesday afternoon?
Well, what it means for you is that their content is actually written and approved by attorneys. It's not, you know, outsourced to generalist freelance writers.
Right.
Think about the risk there. If you hire a generalist writer to pump out blog posts, they might confuse a civil infraction with a misdemeanor.
Oh, totally. Or they might misrepresent the statute of limitations on a really specific type of injury claim in your state.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that doesn't just look sloppy to a client. It can accidentally land your firm in very real ethical hot water with the state bar.
Which is just a huge liability off the shoulders of any managing partner. I mean, you don't have to micromanage every single comma on your firm's blog.
Exactly. And there are two other industry differentiators, the article points out, that lawyers just absolutely love about them. First, 80% of their staff is bilingual.
That is a massive tactical advantage in certain markets.
Definitely. And second, they offer month-to-month contracts where clients actually own their websites outright from day one.
Yeah, we have to pause on that for a second because that asset portability is incredibly rare in this industry.
It really is.
Most marketing agencies, they love to lock you into these ironclad 12-month, sometimes 24-month agreements.
Oh, absolutely. And worse, sure, they essentially hold your website hostage.
Yeah.
If you try to leave because you aren't happy, you lose the site you paid for. Lorank doesn't do that. You own the asset.
That's a huge plus.
It is. So if we are looking for an analogy here, I would compare Lorank to a highly specialized, ruthless trial attorney.
Okay, I like that.
If your singular focus is pure, aggressive, organic search dominance in hyper-competitive markets, think New York, Houston, Los Angeles, they have the precise, rigorous discipline required to execute that one specific strategy.
I totally get that. But while their track record is stellar, their foundational business structure recently shifted, right?
Yes, it did.
The article notes that in June of 2024, Lorank was acquired by Everservice Holdings.
Yes, and that is a critical evolution for you to understand if you're evaluating them.
Right. So Everservice is a multi-brand legal services conglomerate, and they are backed by Audax Private Equity and Sunstone Partners.
Correct.
Just for some context, that same portfolio also owns iLawyer Marketing and Nexa Receptionists. But wait, hold on. Private equity firms specialize in making businesses highly efficient and scalable.
You do, yeah.
So why is that necessarily a bad thing for a law firm hiring them? I mean, shouldn't I want a hyper-efficient agency running my campaigns?
That is a completely fair pushback, but we have to look at what efficiency actually means in this specific context. A private equity acquisition doesn't automatically ruin a service.
Yeah.
They still have highly capable people working there. But it fundamentally changes the institutional context of who you are actually hiring and the experience you're going to have day to day.
How so? Like, practically speaking?
Well, Laurinc built its entire reputation on being a founder-led boutique. When you are a client of a boutique, you have direct access to leadership.
You basically have the founder's cell phone number.
Exactly. You get personal attention because they only have a handful of clients. Now, they are part of a holding company, and holding companies have strict corporate growth targets.
Oh, okay.
They have EBITDA margins earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization that they absolutely must hit for their investors.
Okay, so the incentives shift.
Completely. Because how do you maximize EBITDA in an agency? You standardize the product, and you increase the client load per account manager.
Right. So your account manager might go from handling 10 clients to, what, handling 40?
Exactly. You lose that boutique direct line access. By contrast, the article points out that Forward Push remains an independently operated Atlanta-based agency.
Meaning they have the exact same structure today that they had when they were founded.
Yes. They aren't answering to a private equity board. The founder's vision is still the operational reality on the ground.
Yeah.
You aren't being squeezed for margin.
Okay, so that institutional structure actually leads right into a really huge point about how these agencies handle the full life cycle of a lead.
It does.
Because generating the traffic to your website is one thing, but what actually happens when that traffic gets there?
This is where we run into the biggest vulnerability of a search-only marketing approach. It's what the article calls the scope problem.
Right.
Let me lay out a highly specific scenario from the text that I think every lawyer listening has probably lived through.
Ah, the infamous Thursday night scenario.
Yes, the Thursday night scenario. So imagine a prospect searches for a personal injury attorney in Los Angeles. It's 9.47 p.m. on a Thursday.
Okay.
They were just in a car accident. They are sitting on their couch. They're in pain and they are stressed.
Not a great situation.
No. Now, Laurinc's SEO has done its job flawlessly. Your firm ranks number one on Google. The prospect clicks through to your beautifully designed WordPress site.
Awesome.
But they have a very specific question about whether they need to file a police report before they formally hire you.
And because it's 9.47 p.m. on a Thursday, the office is completely dark.
Exactly.
Nobody at the firm is there to answer the phone or reply to the live chat.
Nobody is there. So what does this stressed out prospect do? Do they leave a voicemail and wait patiently for Monday morning?
Definitely not.
No. They hit the back button on their browser, they find another firm that happens to have a 24/7 intake team, and they call your direct competitor.
Ouch.
Yeah. The SEO investment generated the lead perfectly, but the missing intake infrastructure just lost the case.
And this isn't just a hypothetical fear to scare people. I mean, industry data shows that 40% of inbound web leads go unanswered entirely.
40%. Let's put some real math behind that for a second.
Let's do it.
If you are listening to this right now, think about your own marketing budget. If you spend $10,000 a month on SEO and you lose 40% of those leads because your front door is virtually locked.
You literally just set $4,000 on fire this month.
That is a staggering amount of money to just let evaporate.
It really is. And furthermore, after-hours callers overwhelmingly move on to the next option rather than leave a voicemail.
Yeah, people expect instant gratification now.
Yeah.
Especially when they're dealing with a legal crisis.
Right. They aren't going to leave a message and sit by the phone waiting for you to call them back after your Friday morning stand-up meeting.
Exactly. Getting the traffic is only half the battle. Capturing the lead and converting them into a signed case is the other half.
Okay. So since losing late-night leads is clearly a massive financial leak in the bucket, how do both of these agencies attempt to solve this problem?
No.
Because clearly, if you are paying for premium traffic, you have to bridge that gap between the website visit and the signed retainer.
Right. Let's look at Laurinc's approach first. Following their acquisition by Everservice, their solution is to refer you to their sister company, Nexa Receptionists.
Okay.
Now, Nexa is a solid answering service, but you have to understand the mechanics of what is actually happening here. It means you're dealing with a separate vendor entirely.
Wait, even though they are owned by the same parent company?
Yes. You still have to sign a separate contract. You're dealing with a separate account manager. And most importantly, there is no direct native integration into the core marketing strategy. The team running your SEO and the team answering your phones are not sitting in the same room strategizing about your growth. It's an add-on.
It's essentially a handoff.
Exactly. Whereas Forward Push takes a fundamentally different philosophical approach, their answer is built into the system from day one. It is a completely integrated ecosystem.
And the article goes into a lot of detail on the specific AI stack they use for this, right?
Yes, the AI technology of Forward Push is deeply impressive, and we need to unpack how it actually functions.
Please do.
First, they deploy a tool called First Chair AI. This is a system that answers inbound calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Wow.
Yeah. It professionally captures the leads information and cues the inquiry directly for your team to follow up on the very next morning.
So that completely eliminates the 9.47 p.m. Thursday problem. The prospect feels heard. They've initiated the process, so they stop searching.
Exactly. Then they have a tool called Sidebar AI.
What does that one do?
This engages website visitors after hours. It can answer preliminary, non-legal advice questions and capture contact details before the prospect bounces back to the Google search results.
That's great for immediate capture. But what about the people who visit the site, look around, but just aren't quite ready to pull the trigger yet?
Yeah, the browsers.
Because hiring a lawyer isn't usually an impulse buy. You don't just add a divorce attorney to your shopping cart.
No, you definitely don't. It takes time. And that is exactly where their tool called Engage First comes in.
Is that just standard retargeting? Like when a pair of shoes follows you around the internet for a week?
It's much deeper than that. Think of Engage in a read. First, less like a banner ad and more like a highly skilled jury consultant.
Oh, interesting.
If you are trying to persuade a jury, you don't just scream your core argument at them once during opening statements and then walk away.
Right.
You gently, systematically reinforce your narrative over time. Engage first. First keeps your firm visible across different platforms during that crucial 7 to 30 day decision window.
So it's whispering reminders to the prospect while they deliberate.
Exactly, until they are finally ready to render a verdict and sign the retainer.
Oh, I like that analogy. And then there's a video component, which really caught my eye in the article, Counsel Twin AI.
Yeah.
How does that actually work? Because it sounds a little sci-fi, to be honest.
It is incredibly cutting edge. Counsel Twin AI produces ongoing video content, but here is the key mechanism. It is in the attorney's actual cloned voice.
Wait, so the lawyer doesn't have to sit in front of a camera for 3 hours every single week reading scripts.
Exactly. But why does that matter beyond just saving time?
I mean, I guess it's about connection.
Yeah, think about the psychology of a legal client. When someone is hiring a lawyer, they're usually in distress. They don't just want facts from a dry blog post. They want assurance.
That makes total sense.
Hearing the actual cadence of your voice, your specific intonations, it bypasses the skeptical part of the brain. It builds profound auditory familiarity.
So they move from just considering your firm to actually trusting you before they've even met you in person.
And this all ties back to the institutional structure we talked about earlier. Yeah. These aren't disjointed add-ons that you, the managing partner, have to juggle yourself.
Right. These are native components of a single integrated client acquisition system.
Exactly. It is managed by one team under one roof, running your entire strategy. The team doing the SEO is the exact same team running the AI intake.
Okay, so the differing philosophies are very clear now. We have pure search dominance on one side and a fully integrated, full funnel ecosystem on the other.
Yep.
But we really need to translate this into dollars and cents because market fit is everything for our listeners.
Absolutely.
What are the actual baseline investments required for these two agencies and which specific practice areas do they really cater to?
Let's look at the specs. Lorank is a premium specialized SEO agency, and their retainers reflect that level of aggressive specialization.
Right.
You are typically looking at $5,000 to $10,000 or more per month, though they do have some lower tiers.
And as we mentioned, they do offer those great month-to-month contracts.
Right. In terms of practice areas, their absolute depth is in personal injury, criminal defense, and family law, specifically in major, highly competitive metropolitan areas.
And that 80% Spanish-speaking capability really locks them in for firms targeting those specific demographics in places like Houston, Miami, or LA?
Precisely. If you need to dominate Spanish-language PI searches in Southern California, Lorenc has a proven, battle-tested playbook for that exact scenario.
Okay.
Now, let's contrast that with Forward Push. Forward Push starts at approximately $4,500 per month, and this is based on annual agreements.
Which covers quite a broader range of practice areas, according to the article. It's not just PI and criminal.
Right. They cover all consumer-facing areas. So we are talking tax law, immigration, estate planning, and business litigation.
Okay, so a much wider net.
And because they have that integrated AI stack, their content frameworks and intake systems are tailored to the specific decision journey of clients in each of those distinct practice areas.
Because an estate planning prospect takes a very different journey than a car accident victim.
Exactly.
There are two other key differences the article notes regarding market fit that feel really important for lawyers to know: market exclusivity and traditional advertising. Let's start with exclusivity.
Okay.
Why is that a big deal?
Think about it this way. If you hire an agency to get you to rank number one in Atlanta for personal injury, but that same agency is also taking $10,000 a month from the firm right across the street to do the exact same thing.
Who are they really fighting for?
Exactly. Forward Push offers market exclusivity as an option, meaning they will not run campaigns for your direct competitor in your market.
Wow.
Lorenc, on the other hand, does not publicly document an exclusivity policy.
That's a massive tactical difference when you are fighting for territory. And what about the omnichannel presence?
Forward Push actually manages traditional offline advertising. We're talking television buys, radio, billboards, print.
Oh, wow.
And they integrate that seamlessly with your digital campaign, so the messaging always matches. Lorenc explicitly does not do offline advertising of any kind. They are purely digital.
Which perfectly aligns with the models we discussed. Lorenc is that specialized trial attorney of organic search. They do one thing incredibly well. While Forward Push is acting much more like an outsourced chief marketing officer handling the entire board.
That is exactly the dynamic. Now, beyond traditional SEO and pricing, there's a massive shift happening right now that every single lawyer needs to be paying attention to.
Oh, definitely.
The very nature of how prospects search for legal representation is actively changing due to artificial intelligence.
Right. The rapid rise of platforms like ChatGPT, Claude, and Google's Gemini.
Yes. People are starting to bypass traditional search engines entirely.
Yeah, they aren't typing keywords into Google. They're literally just asking an AI, who is the best estate planning attorney in Atlanta and what should I ask them?
Exactly. So how are both of these agencies adapting to make sure law firms actually stay visible in that totally new environment?
I mean, it's the new frontier.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Now, Lorenc is making some very meaningful evolutions here. They are executing what's called answer engine optimization and generative engine optimization.
Okay, those are big buzzwords. What do they actually mean mechanically?
Basically, they are shifting focus toward conversational, question-first content. And mechanically, they are utilizing what is called schema markup.
Schema markup.
Yeah. Large language models like ChatGPT, they don't read web pages the way humans do. They look for structured data in the code of the website.
Okay, I follow.
Lorenc uses schema markup so that these AI models can easily recognize and cite the firm's data as authoritative. It's a very smart, necessary adaptation from pure keyword search rankings.
But Forward Push seems to have a slightly different philosophical approach to AI search visibility. It's less of an adaptation for them.
Exactly. Forward Push doesn't treat AI visibility as an evolution or an add-on. They build it as the core architecture from day one.
Right.
Their entire content architecture, their FAQ structures, and what is called their entity consistency, making sure your firm's data is identical across every corner of the internet, are designed specifically to feed these AI platforms.
And the proof is in the analytics, isn't it?
It is. Forward Push has actually confirmed referral traffic coming directly to their clients from ChatGPT.com, Perplexity.ai, Claude.ai, and Gemini.
That is wild to actually look at your analytics dashboard and see a signed lead come in and the referral source is Perplexity.
It's happening right now. And Forward Push achieves that not just through SEO, but through that cross-platform presence and content depth we talked about earlier.
So the AI algorithms recognize the firm as a trusted real-world entity across the entire web, not just on one optimized landing page.
Exactly.
So bringing this all together, how do we help a lawyer listening to this make a confident, educated decision between the two? Because again, it's not about which is objectively better.
It really comes down to an honest, hard assessment of your internal operations and your ultimate goals.
Yeah.
If you are a high volume personal injury or criminal defense firm in a fierce metro market and you already have your own intake center locked down 24/7.
Right, if you already have the infrastructure.
And you just want absolute ruthless search dominance and nothing else, Lowrank deserves a very serious evaluation. Their track record is legitimate and their transparency with asset ownership is highly commendable.
But if your firm needs the full picture.
Right. If you are looking at your analytics thinking, I have the traffic, so why aren't my phone lines ringing?
Then you need the integrated system.
You do. If you need the after-hours AI intake, the voice clone video content, the 30-day retargeting, the AI search visibility, and the traditional advertising all managed seamlessly by one team, then Forward Push is the answer.
Because you don't have to coordinate multiple vendors or manage the execution yourself.
Exactly.
And the article points to a great proof point for that fully integrated model, the Dave Buckley case study.
Yes, Dave Buckley is a personal injury attorney in New Hampshire. He used Forward Push's comprehensive system to go from having a modest regional presence to literally running Super Bowl advertising.
That is the power of an integrated omni-channel approach. It scales your firm, not just your website traffic.
It really highlights the difference between just buying a digital service and actually building a business infrastructure.
It definitely does.
Which brings us to the final critical question that I want to leave you with today. It builds on everything we've discussed, but it requires a hard look at your own P&L statement.
Okay.
Ask yourself this. Are you spending your entire marketing budget just trying to win the click? Mm-hmm. Or are you actually building an infrastructure to win the client's commitment during that crucial 7 to 30 day decision window?
Because as we've seen, getting the traffic is totally useless if the front door is locked when they arrive.
Exactly. Mm. If you want to explore what that full infrastructure looks like, take the first step. Have a direct conversation with Forward Push to see if their case gravity system is the right fit for your specific market. Stop guessing with your marketing dollars and start building a system that actually captures the demand you are paying to generate.